cut Paul Krueger?
The decision, it was an organizational decision. It's what we thought was best to do, so we've moved forward.
Who steps in at that position now?
Well, obviously, we got some young guys. We got Schobert and Emmanuel, and it's Nate Orchard's still there, and Cam Johnson's still there, so we'll work through it with those guys.
Is it a little uneasy not having any proven pass rushers at that spot?
Well, I mean, we gotta coach what we have and get those guys to play as well as we can get them to play. So, again, like I said, I don't want to elaborate on decisions that were made by our staff. We're just going to move forward and coach what we have here and get these guys better.
There's a report out here that you guys cut Kayvon Williams. Is that accurate?
That's accurate.
Moved Agba and the start of camp and now back to outside linebacker. How tough is that for a young kid to, I guess, process in one training camp?
I think he'll be fine. I think it gets down to what we're asking him to do, you know, at that position. I think Ray's done a great job of evaluating what the characteristics now is going to take to play out there. Obviously, we're going to have to do some things differently, but we feel very comfortable with the guys that we have there. Yeah, I really don't want to get into that. I just think we've released several guys today, and we're just moving forward. We had to get down to 75. That's a league rule. That's what we've done, and he was part of that group.
You talked about this before, but cutting Paul just adds to that perception, that narrative that the Browns are looking ahead to future years instead of this season.
Well, again, let me say this about anybody that we let go. We let people go because there's a performance that we want, not so much just him. I'm saying everybody. And I think when you let players go now, you give them a chance to catch on at other places. So I think the respectful thing to do if you don't see a guy having the potential to make your team, I think the right thing to do is to move forward and move on. And I think that's what we've done. I can't worry about perceptions and what everybody thinks. You know, our team is getting ready for a game on Thursday against Chicago, and then next week the season starts. So what we're going to do is keep working. As I said before, you know, we know we have a lot of work to do, and I think that's what our focus is, and to really coach the guys that are here and try to get these guys better.
Would you say that in the case of Paul, the reason why maybe he wasn't one of those March cuts with some of the other guys is that, you know, you foresaw that perhaps he would be able to help the team and you wanted to get him into camp and see how he was going to produce?
Absolutely. I mean, anybody who came to training camp had an opportunity, you know. So it's not like we had already made a decision that we were letting these guys go. I mean, these guys had opportunities in games to prove themselves, to earn a right to be on our football team. And like I said, the guys that went today, we felt like we needed to move on from them, whoever they were.
Does putting all those young guys now in position at outside linebacker, does it change anything that Ray now will want to do? Will scheme be changed a little bit?
I think Ray will tweak some things. I think we have to. I think that's pretty obvious to get those guys the best opportunity so they can have success. At the end of the day, myself, along with the rest of the coaching staff, our job is to put our players in the best position to have success. And that's what we're going to do. You know, that's the job at hand, regardless of who it is out there. We got to make sure that we do a good job of giving these guys a chance to be successful, and that's what we plan on doing.
Is Patrick Murray your regular season kicker, or is that still to be determined?
No, he's our kicker. You know, he's our kicker, and we're going to move forward with him.
I saw Ricardo and Trey get back on the field. Is it too late for them to keep roster spots because they missed so much time in camp?
Never too late for anybody, as you know. We'll see. You know, hopefully, I don't know if those guys can participate on Thursday, but we'd love to have an opportunity to evaluate them further and see where it goes.
Well, I mean, how hard would it be to, I guess, give a roster spot to guys who just haven't been able to play in the preseason?
But I still think, you know, it's still the body of work. You know, the guys were here through OTAs. We'd love to see them. Like I said, in the game, we'll give you a little bit more clarification of what they are. But I think at the same time, we have a pretty good idea of who they are and where they are. Will it be tough for him to earn a spot? You know, that's yet to be determined. We'll figure that one out.
At this late date, Q, do you think those four outside backers will be auditioning into this season as to who the starters are?
Well, yeah, I mean, it could feel like that. I mean, hopefully we'll settle on a group and let them play, you know, and I think that's what we have to do, you know, whether it's flight or flight, you know, we got to put them out there and let them play and then coach the heck out of them and all of them and give them a chance to have success.
One guy you have in mind right now who will get the first chance to take Paul's spot, or are you kind of open it up to see?
Well, we're working on that. You know, that's what practice was for today, you know, to, again, make sure that we have the right people in the right spots. And we'll practice again tomorrow, and then Thursday we'll trot them out there and go at it.
So that's one position. You definitely need your starters playing in this fourth game, I would think.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, no, we're going to play our guys. You asked the question. We're going to play our guys. I feel comfortable that we need to play our starters, you know, on both sides of the ball. Now, how much they play, that's yet to be determined by me, but I think we're going to play them because I think we need to play. You know, I think we need to get better as a football team as we continue to move forward.
I know you want to get better everywhere, but mm-hmm. what area do you really need to see more than perhaps others?
Well, obviously, since we made several changes on defense, you know, we want to keep on looking. I feel pretty good about where we are offensively. I just think we need to fine-tune some things and get better at some things. But, I mean, obviously, there's some, you know, there's a starter that was removed from our defensive football team. So we're going to look, and I need to make sure that we're doing the things that we need to do to be successful over there on defense.
Do you have a starting spot up for grabs at free safety because Kindred all of a sudden split time with Poyer the other night?
The regular season's a week away, you know, so I know it might look like that. I feel very good about all three of those guys. I don't think it really matters who walks out there first. I know, mm-hmm. quote-unquote, people want to know who the starter is, but I think, you know, as much nickel as we see, when I'm talking about three wide receivers in the National Football League, two tight ends, all that, you know, all those guys can play at any time. But I think what's really important is that we're beginning to feel comfortable with three guys that can go in there and play. And we'll determine who the starters are here pretty soon.
What are you seeing from him, or is he one of those guys that you might ultimately have to decide you need to move on?
Well, right now he's in concussion protocol, you know, so until he's out of that, can he do more? I mean, obviously, he made some plays in the last game, and there were some plays he wish he had back, you know. I think he's improved, and I think he needs to continue to get better, you know, just like our whole football team needs to continue to get better, so... I don't think there's anybody here that's just lighting it up just yet. You know, I think we're an improving team that has a lot of work to do, and our process is going to be the same. We're just going to put our head down and keep working.
Falls into that category of a 30-plus player with a very large contract, but you guys kind of need as many cornerbacks as you can get. Is he somebody that is part of your plans moving forward?
Who's it? I'm sorry.
Tremont Williams.
Oh, Tremont? Oh, yeah. No, Tremont is. Oh, yeah, Tremont will... And we're just waiting for him to get over, you know, his little ding that he has with his foot, and we'll get him back out there. I'm excited about him. He's a pro, and I like what he's done. And obviously, we need to get him more opportunities out there on the field.
How important is it to you to get a win during preseason?
I think you can check my last record in preseason. I think I was 0-4 at Oakland. You know, I like to win. I'll be the first to tell you that. I didn't think I was going to be 0-4 then neither, you know, and I don't like being 0-4. But if this was going on my tombstone, I'd be concerned about it. It's not, you know. Nobody's going to ask me about the preseason games. They're going to ask me about the regular season. So even though I like to win at everything I do understand that there's a process that we're in right now. Now, next week, you ask me that, it'd be a whole different story. I might be up here throwing things. But I think what's important is we keep evaluating our team so that we can ensure that we have the best team here as we move into the season. Thank you very much.
We never got your thoughts on why the Mingo trade was the right move for you guys.
I think it was the right move for everybody involved. You know, I think Mingo here, you know, some things wasn't happening for him, you know, and I understand that. And he's a tremendous young man, and I've really enjoyed my time with him, but we didn't see a fit. You know, for him, we tried to move him a lot of different spots. He played outside backer. We moved him inside, and it's unfortunate. It just didn't work. And so, again, it was an opportunity for him to be in a better situation, an opportunity for us to get better, too. So I think it was the best opportunity for both involved.